The North's Justice Minister will come before Stormont's Justice Committee today to answer concerns over investigations of claims by Belfast woman Maria Cahill that she was raped by a member of the IRA in the late 1990s and interrogated by the IRA. Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams has acknowledged that Republicans did carry out internal inquiries into allegations of sexual abuse by Republicans, but refutes her claims that the IRA and Sinn Féin covered up abuse. DUP MLA Paul Given is chair of the committee and he wants a full statutory inquiry. He's on the phone now. Paul Given, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What exactly do you want investigated?
Well, obviously, when the spotlight story was covered by the BBC, it made serious revelations that Maria Cahill had suffered abuse and the Republican movement had re-traumatised her over a sustained period of time by having their own interrogation process. And obviously, there's concerns about that. Obviously, the programme also made serious allegations about political interference that may well have influenced how the police service carried out their investigation, how the public prosecution service would have conducted itself in taking forward this particular case, and indeed how previous Secretary of State for Northern Ireland was aware of the issues and what involvement that may have been. So this has all raised questions about public confidence in the administration of justice, and we want to be assured that everybody is equal before the law and everyone is equally subject to the law, and that there are no individuals who are beyond being held accountable for their actions, and there are serious concerns that that may well have been compromised in respect of senior Republicans.
So just to be clear, you want a statutory inquiry on this case alone?
This case, and we have previous case where indeed Gerry Adams' niece, Anya Adams, there were serious allegations in respect of how that was handled by him as an individual.
So you want a statutory inquiry into Maria Cahill's case and into Anya Tyrrell's case, is that right?
There are certainly similarities in both of those cases. And when the Justice Minister comes today, I'll be pressing him that there needs to be an independent inquiry into how the police service, the public prosecution service, and the allegations of political interference in our justice system may well have been part of both of those cases. I think that is needed. And obviously, if the Justice Minister isn't able to take that forward, I hope that he will, there is powers for my own committee to establish a statutory inquiry to look into these issues. But it is also something that has a clear cross-border issue, and this is an issue that I believe both jurisdictions should be looking at, and there may well be some cooperation needed, because the allegations that are being made is that individuals within Republicans who carried out this abuse were then moved, and obviously the border was used as a way to protect those individuals, and I think there will be merit in exploring whether or not something can be done on a cross-border basis.
It's very difficult to get agreement on anything within Stormont at the moment. How likely are you to get agreement on a statutory inquiry to investigate into two cases involving high-profile Republicans?
Well, I trust that everybody will put aside their particular party political agendas, and that they will look at this as individuals who have been victimised, who have been abused, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, a nationalist, a unionist, or a loyalist.
Yes, but you're singling out two cases involving Republicans here.
Well, these are two very significant cases, and obviously that needs to be investigated. But we do have in Northern Ireland, as you have had in the Republic, investigations into institutional abuse, and we have responded whenever victims have came forward. And
yes,
I believe.
But Paul Given, with respect, they were widespread inquiries involving several allegations, several instances, several people. You're talking about two cases here.
Well, irrespective of where the people are coming from, if they are coming from the Republican community, I believe that their voice should be heard. They should be supported. Maria Cahill met the First Minister yesterday. I met with her yesterday to talk about these issues as well. And I don't look at them as Republicans. I look at them as individuals who have suffered abuse, and they need to be listened to and they need to be supported. No organisation should put itself over the needs of those victims. And I am very concerned whenever I see the way in which senior Republicans, particularly those that are the new generation, people tell us of Sinn Féin, who don't have the same baggage of having been in the IRA, they need to demonstrate that they won't put loyalty to their institution and their organisation above the needs of victims. And at the moment, people clearly believe that there is blind loyalty being shown, and they need to step up to the mark.
Paul Given from the DUP and chair of the Stormont's Justice Committee, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's 27 minutes past 8.